now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to get involved, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We do have a big show on tap for you on this Tuesday edition of The Attack, and we'll set the table on the other side. But as we do each and every day, at the top of each hour, we run down the number of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack with you on the go via your devices. And as always, we'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check it all out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or you can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same deal for TuneIn Radio. A wealth of on-demand content, an app you can download to any device you can think of, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline. On the other side, we'll kick off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We'll set the table and start knocking things down. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570. 1570.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to kick off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack by setting the table, and then we're going to start knocking things down. And we got a fun edition of the attack, and you can weigh in throughout the show at 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, the number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer, Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Well, let's start setting the table, and then let's get right to knocking some stuff down. We're going to have a guest today, 40 after hour number two, and it's Larry Holder from the Times-Picayune down in New Orleans, and he's going to help us tackle the tragic shooting of Will Smith, the former New Orleans Saints defensive end who was in some kind of traffic incident with Cardale Hayes, and Will Smith ended up fatally wounded with multiple gunshot wounds. His wife was shot in the leg. She's in the hospital. So we're going to get into what is fact as they know it down there in New Orleans, what is fiction, and, you know, really explore what is a very, very tragic event, its impact on the community. The Saints community and the New Orleans community lost another one of their own, as well as Hoki Gaijan has also passed away. So we'll talk about that with Larry as well. That's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a little bit of a tough interview. We're dealing with some tough subject matter, but it is stuff that we do have to tackle as this tragic incident that happened in New Orleans to Will Smith. We've got to discuss it, and we have to do our job of separating fact from fiction. There's an awful lot of things floating around out there as far as what happened and what didn't happen, and Larry's going to do his very best to help us dispel the fiction and substantiate the facts as he knows them. That's going to be at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Along the way, we are going to talk some football. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to mix it up a little bit, but it's mostly going to be football and baseball in this two-hour extravaganza we call the Spano and Black Attack, this Tuesday edition. A lot of it's going to revolve around off-the-field stuff once again and the choices that some athletes make. We'll start there. Then we'll move around to some of the rumors concerning teams and as it relates to the upcoming NFL draft. And then from there, we'll dive into some baseball before we get to Larry and at the back end of hour number two. And we'll talk about some of the surprise stories just a week into the Major League Baseball season. You know, some teams that have been surprisingly good, one or two that have been surprisingly bad, and a player that's been perhaps the biggest surprise story of them all. So that's pretty much the rundown of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And as I said, you can weigh in anytime you wanted. 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. For those of you who like to do their talking in 140 characters or less via Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. But now let's dive in and let's start talking NFL. And the focus for me is going to be a lot of off-the-field things that have happened and the impact that they could perhaps have on people's careers and the composition of some teams' rosters. And we're going to start with Josh Gordon. He's suspended by the NFL, but he is under the control of the Cleveland Browns. And it appears that he has failed yet another drug test. Now that he's applied for reinstatement, we haven't heard a ruling from the NFL, but it would appear clear to me, based on the information that is coming out as it relates to Josh Gordon's failed drug test, that his reinstatement is clearly in peril. And let's provide you some of the details here. From everything I've read, Josh Gordon was positive for trace levels of marijuana, not near enough or not enough to fail the drug test on its own. But he also tested positive for a diluting substance or a diluting agent, meaning that he knew he was going to have a drug test. He knew he had ran afoul of the, of the drug testing rules, and he knew he had to try and find a way to hide what was going to turn out to be a positive marijuana test. So he went out and got a diluting agent, did everything he could to dilute his urine so that way when they took the drug test, he wouldn't come up as positive for marijuana. Of course, not knowing that the National Football League and their sophisticated testing also tests for these diluting substances, and they're one step ahead in many ways of the guys trying to hide their drug use from them. So a couple of things are clear here. Obviously, Josh Gordon continues to use marijuana despite him being suspended from the NFL for repeated marijuana and alcohol abuse. Well, he's a guy who can't handle his stuff. Let's be plain about it. He can't handle his alcohol. He can't handle his drugs. And he has major issues with their use. And you could make a case that he has a pretty significant substance abuse problem. It has cost him money. It has cost him time from work. It has cost him opportunities to make big dollars and get huge contracts and explore free agency in the NFL because he can't stay on the field. Yet he continues to use marijuana, and he continues to drink, and he continues to fail drug and alcohol tests, which will continue to result in him being suspended by the NFL and not playing. Now, you can't tell me this is a situation, unless something comes out that's different than what I've read. When you read this and you see positive for traces of marijuana, but yet not a high enough marijuana content in his urine to fail the drug test on his own, but then you see positive for a diluting solution or a diluting substance that would make the drug test not come out with high enough levels of marijuana that he would fail. Clearly that means still using, doesn't understand that he's done anything wrong, doesn't want to rehabilitate himself, doesn't want to make himself better, is unwilling to make the commitment necessary so that he can get himself back in the NFL, and knew the drug test was coming, said, oh, shoot, I was getting high with some buds. I better get one of these diluting solutions. That way when they come to take my sample, I won't fail. But Josh, not necessarily all that bright, doesn't realize that the National Football League and the people that administer their tests also test for the diluting substances so that people such as Josh, who are in the program, who shouldn't be using, are using. And we're going to catch them. Because Josh, it's clear that Josh has not learned. There's no effort to stop using and abusing alcohol and drugs. There's no effort to get his life back on track. And it's cost him countless millions of dollars just by his irresponsibility because he refuses to go get the help necessary. And he's had the time. He's been off. He's suspended. He couldn't play last year. He had the season off. Again, the guy spends so much of his time suspended from playing football because of his drug and alcohol abuse, you'd think with all that spare time, he'd go get some of the help that he needs. It's clear he needs help. Now, I'm not an expert on drug abuse. I'm not a counselor. I'm not with people. I don't always know what they need and what the best course of action for them is. But what I can tell you in the case of Josh Gordon, the use of drugs and alcohol has adversely affected his life in a major, major way. And what I mean by that, he's not able to make money. He's not able to go to work. We'll talk about it more on the other side. Let you weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, we've been talking NFL, and specifically, we've been talking about Josh Gordon and him failing yet another drug test. And I guess to me, this points to a deeper problem for Josh Gordon. And again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm anti-pod or pro-pod. I'm neither way on it. I'm not going to tell you I'm anti-alcohol, pro-alcohol. Again, if you can handle your alcohol and you're a productive member of society, I'm not adverse to anybody having a drink. If marijuana is your thing, again, and you can handle your work, do your job, and be a productive member of society and function at your best, you want to smoke pot, go ahead. It's not my thing, but whatever you want to do, do. That said, when I look at Josh Gordon, here's somebody that can handle his alcohol and can handle his marijuana. And again, as I said, I'm not here to get all preachy. Hey, I like my wine. I like a fine craft beer. I like a good glass of scotch. So I'm okay with people drinking alcohol. When you drink it to excess, when you abuse it, and it has a negative impact on your ability to make a living and function in society, well, then you have a different problem. And then you have a problem with alcohol. And then you need to consider getting some help and stop using it. And it's the same thing with pot. And I know pot's controversial, and there's some that weigh in con, some that weigh pro. Again, not my thing, just to make it clear, but there are a lot of people whose thing it is. And they function perfectly fine within society, and they maximize their potential and everything else. I have no problem with that. With Josh Gordon, the situation is his use of alcohol and his use of marijuana have cost him tens of millions of dollars, have kept him off the football field, and it's clear that he cannot use these substances responsibly. That's why he's in the. That's why he's suspended for recreational drug use. That's why he's in the NFL's program for that, and he's so frequently tested. You would think at some point that would make a light bulb go off for Josh, and he'd say, you know what? I need to change my life. I need to get some help. I need to get some counseling, and I need to not drink and not use drugs because I can't use either one responsibly. When I say drugs, again, marijuana. I can't drink, and I cannot use marijuana as I cannot use either of them responsibly. There's been DUIs, there's been arrests. I'm in my league's drug testing program and drug enforcement program. I've been suspended from play and have had to apply for reinstatement as a result of my alcohol and marijuana use. So it's clear that Josh Gordon needs some help and has an issue with the use of these substances. That said, it's clear that he doesn't understand his problem. And he wants to go back to work, and we understand that, and work in the National Football League and ply his trade and make money. But it's also clear that he doesn't understand that he has to clean up his act. Because now you have a test, a most recent drug test, with traces of marijuana. Not enough to fail the test, but also traces of a diluting substance, which means, hey, I'm not going to stop smoking pot, but I'm going to mask the test so that you guys don't catch me. And the NFL was a little smarter than Josh Gordon. He got caught. And now his reinstatement into the National Football League is in great peril. So, again, for Josh Gordon, boy, what are you committed to? The game of football, to work, or to the party life? It's become clear to me that he's committed to the party life, and that's where his priorities lie. Not in the game of football, not in making a living as a football player. It's more important for him to smoke pot, drink beer, and get in trouble and make bad decisions. That's where his priorities lie. So if you're the Cleveland Browns, while you'd love to have this incredibly skilled, talented, and athletic and gifted receiver back who could be a difference maker as you try and build this franchise up from the ground up, he's not somebody you can ever count on. You can never hitch your wagon to a Josh Gordon. You can never build your receiver core, your offense around Josh Gordon. Because even if you do ever get him reinstated and he's back in the game, how long do you think it'll be before he gets suspended again? You know, he's not somebody that you can count on in any way. You don't know how long you're going to be able to keep him on the field, if you can ever even get him back on the field, when he does finally become a free agent, you can't make a sizable investment in him. He's just a guy. Anything you get out of him at this point is a bonus, and it has nothing to do with his skills and his abilities. It has to do with his life choices and where he's placed his priorities. His commitment is to the party life. It's to hanging out with his friends, drinking and at times making bad decisions in conjunction with alcohol, using marijuana and at times making bad decisions in conjunction with that marijuana use. That's where his priorities lie. Having fun. His commitment to his work, which is the game of football, that wanes, because if he was committed to that and committed to making a living and making the best living he could as a football player, what you would see is him getting the help that he needs to control and handle and deal with his abuse of these substances that I've mentioned, and getting himself back on the football field where he can make hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. He'd eventually get to free agency, and if he cleaned his life up and showed a commitment to this game and a commitment, a desire to stay on the field, a team like the Browns or one of the other teams around the National Football League would be in a position where they could invest in his all-world talent. But as it stands now, no team in this league, even when he does get on the field, can invest any money in Josh Gordon. You can't count on him. You don't know when you're going to lose him once you get him back. And if you're the Browns, who are in desperate need of talent, getting Josh Gordon back on the field and getting anything out of him is a bonus. It's not something that you count on. It's not something that you can say, okay, we know we're going to get this out of him. You don't even know when you're going to have him. So that's the problem with a guy like a Josh Gordon. And I don't know what the future is. Again, you know, I'm going based on what I read about these drug tests. You know, more information could come out and we could find out that he didn't take a diluting agent, that there was no failed drug test, that his reinstatement is in fact not in peril. But somehow, based on who made these reports and the number of them, it sure looks like still smoking pot, despite being suspended for testing positive for marijuana, amongst other things, knows he shouldn't smoke it, knows he needs to stop in order to get reinstated into the NFL, knows there will be frequent drug tests, yet continues to abuse marijuana, knows that he shouldn't and can't if he wants to have a future in the NFL, goes out and gets a diluting substance to try and outsmart the test, but the NFL outsmarted Josh Gordon and they test for the diluting substance. So that's kind of where you are here. You know, and again, everybody makes their own life choices and makes their own value judgments. You know, if the use of marijuana and the abuse of marijuana and the use and abuse of alcohol is more important than your commitment to your work, that's your business. And so be it. And you go on, maybe you do something else in life. But, you know, for teams around the National Football League who are looking for a wide receiver to count on, this isn't the guy. And for that matter, if you're Josh Gordon, if you expect to ply your trade and make a living as a National Football League wide receiver and have the embarrassment of riches that your talent would dictate that you could have, you're going to have to make some serious changes in your life. And clearly, by trying to mask the drug test with the diluting substance and everything else, it's clear that you don't think there's a problem. You don't want to change what you do and how you do it. So you're going to end up not playing in the NFL for a long time, if ever, because it seems clear that you're not close to hitting that bottom. You're not close to understanding that you're abusing these substances and your continued use and abuse will prohibit you from playing in the NFL in the short term and in the long term. So I don't know when we see Josh Gordon on an NFL football field. I'll tell you what. With his talent, he could play for me. I'd never pay him a lot of money, and he'd never be somebody I'd hitch my wagon or be committed to. There'd always be a backup plan behind Josh Gordon because clearly he's not somebody that I can count on. And I think that's the biggest thing to understand. On the other side, more NFL talk. We'll talk about Josh Gordon's roommate. An interesting choice. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
More of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, if you want to join the fray again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, thus far we've been talking Josh Gordon and, you know, his lack of understanding of the severity of his problem and the fact that you just can't count on him. If I was the Browns, you're not building around this guy. If you're any team in this league, you're not building around him. His commitment and his priorities are to partying and abusive alcohol and drugs. I mean, you know, just to give you an idea of where he is as far as his priorities being askew, Josh Gordon entered the league in 2012. Second year in the league, 2013. Missed first two games following a drug suspension. Then he had a great year. And this was the breakout year. 87 receptions, 1,646 yards. Right? 2014. Suspended 10 games as he was arrested for DUI. Right? 2015. Suspended for the entire season after he failed an alcohol test. So his career has been so short-circuited because it's been nothing but time spent off the field as a result of failed drug and alcohol tests, arrests involved with the abuse and use of marijuana and alcohol. And it's costing him millions and millions of dollars, opportunities in free agency, opportunities to be productive. And the realities are, his commitment to the game can certainly be questioned. His commitment to growing up and being able to work in the NFL can certainly be questioned at the age of 25. And if you're the Browns, you can't hitch your wagon to this guy. Anything you get out of him is a bonus. And when his contract comes up, would you sign him because he's an all-world talent? Yeah, if the price was right, and the price would have to be incredibly cheap, and you always have to have a backup plan behind a guy like this because you never know when you're going to lose him for an extended period of time. That said, if you were somebody like Johnny Manziel whose life was in turmoil, your abuse of alcohol and your decision-making process basically cost you your job in Cleveland, who would you seek out as a roommate? Oh, wait, I'm Johnny Manziel and I have no concept. I think I'll go live in L.A. with Josh Gordon. You want to talk about a bad decision for somebody whose life and his professional and personal life is spiraling away from him, and that's Johnny Manziel. The guy you decide to go live with is Josh Gordon? Now, that really doesn't make any sense. That is a terrible life decision for Johnny Manziel. Now, I understand we probably shouldn't expect anything less out of Johnny Manziel because at this point, he hasn't embraced that there's a problem. He hasn't admitted that there's a problem. He hasn't admitted that his behavior is what led to his dismissal by the Cleveland Browns and them releasing him. He hasn't admitted that he has a problem with alcohol and that it's negatively impacted his ability to play the game of football at the highest level and his decision-making process. So what does he do? He decides to move in, go hang out, live in L.A., party some more, go out and see all the cool places, and he's going to do it living with Josh Gordon, who also clearly doesn't understand what he's done, because he's on the outside looking in as well. So here's two guys. Now, here's two guys who have, in essence, ruined their lives as it relates to their professional lives with the abuse of alcohol, and in the case of Josh Gordon, also the abuse of marijuana. Neither of them can draw a paycheck. Neither of them draws a paycheck right now in the National Football League because of their use of these substances. You could also make a case that with Johnny Manziel, he may be on his way to facing some criminal time. Well, he's on his way maybe to facing some criminal charges and may end up spending some time in jail as a result of his alcohol use and how it caused some turmoil within, you know, some of his domestic issues. You know, I don't know necessarily, but I would tend to think with the way he uses and abuses alcohol, some of his judgment in his relationship with Colleen Crowley and some of the violence that seems to have ensued, I'm sure was at least in part alcohol-fueled. So with that said, you've got two guys that we've spent the better part of an hour talking about how their lives are spiraling out of control and how their ability to make a living in the National Football League is negatively impacted by the fact that they misuse alcohol and marijuana, in the case of Josh Gordon, marijuana as well. So what do these two do? Instead of seeing, boy, I got a problem, and I've got to change my life, and I need to get around positive people, and I need maybe to seek some professional help so that I can turn the page and get my life back on track, what do these two idiots do? They decide to move in together in L.A., and all they're going to do is get into more trouble. And all they're going to do is get further and further removed from getting back on the field. Now, Johnny Manziel, I don't know that there's a suspension looming in his future. It all depends on how his domestic violence case goes, and if there ever is one. But Josh Gordon, he's suspended now, and I don't see anytime soon him getting his suspension vacated, terminated, truncated, or anything else. I think he's going to be out of football for a long, long time because he can't pass a drug or alcohol test. It's quite simple. We've basically told you you're on a zero-tolerance policy. Show us that you can do the right thing, and you can come back to work here. What does he do? Doesn't show them he can do the right thing, and he'll have little chance of getting reinstated in the not-too-distant future based on the facts as they've been laid out for us as it relates to Josh Gordon. So, you know, here's a guy whose future's not bright as far as returning to the NFL. With Johnny Manziel, it's been made abundantly clear by teams around the league that until he gets his life in order, that teams will not be interested in bringing him in to rehabilitate his career. So these two, really, their common bond is they've ruined their own football careers with their party life. Let's say it like that. Their party to excess life has ruined, to this point, two very promising careers. You can question their, they can say all the right things, but you can certainly question their commitment to the game and their choice to commit to the party life over the game of football and over their chosen form of employment. And it's the big reason that their chosen form of employment right now pays them no money. So these two guys, with their lives in peril, thanks in a large part to substance abuse, really shouldn't be living with each other. And therein really lies the root of the problem. I mean, I understand substance abuse is a disease. I get everything. The big problem for these guys and the reason that they're able to live together in L.A. and it doesn't bother them and it's not a problem for them, neither of them actually realize that they have a substance abuse problem. Johnny has said everything's fine, his life is under control, everything's fine. So he denies, and stays unemployed. For Josh Gordon, I haven't heard him say much of anything. But clearly he doesn't realize that he has a substance abuse problem, just based on how he's carrying himself. I'm sure to some degree he thinks he's a victim of this system, and that he's being unjustly punished and tested. But his track record speaks for itself. So that said, these two guys could not have made a worse choice. And that choice to live with each other could not be a less you couldn't make a less sensible choice than putting these two guys together as roommates. Because they're going to go out and they're going to party their lives away. And until both of them understand that they have to get help for their problem, they're not going to play the sport of football and they're not going to get paid to do it. And their lives are going to spiral away from them. Really, really sad stories in two cases of talent being squandered and both guys continuing to make a litany of bad decisions. Now, with Johnny Manziel, he's just bizarre. You know, he then lies about living with Von Miller, and Von's like, I love Johnny, he's my brother, and I want him as a Bronco and everything else. But he don't live with me. No, he lives with Josh Gordon. again, bad choice of roommates for a guy who needs to get his life in order. And also just Johnny's making some odd decisions right now. Josh is making some odd decisions, and odd's a word for bad. These two guys are making terrible decisions, and it's the reason neither of them draw an NFL paycheck. And until they make some radical changes in their lives, they will not draw NFL paychecks. With Johnny Manziel, there may not be a suspension, but none of the 32 teams around the league will sign him to a contract. With Josh Gordon, well, he's under contract, but he may never get to go back out on the field just because he will continue to serve a suspension by the NFL for his drug and alcohol abuse and use, and his chances of reinstatement keep getting more and more remote as he keeps failing tests and he keeps getting in trouble. There's just not really much more I can say other than these are two examples of guys who have chosen the life of partying, fun, and irresponsibility over the commitment to success in the NFL, and they're paying the price. And the price is, in essence, NFL unemployment. Because, again, for differing reasons, neither's drawing a paycheck. One's not employed by an NFL team. One has their rights held by an NFL team, but they can't put them on the field. And until they change their lives, neither of them is somebody you can count on. Sad, sad stories, really. You really hope one day that these guys, you know, that the message will get through and that they'll have that epiphany and they'll realize, boy, I'm throwing my life and my career away. And maybe they get their lives in order and get the help they need. I understand we're talking mostly about their careers, and it's kind of intertwined with their lives. The most important thing for both of these guys is to get well, particularly in the case of Johnny Manziel. He needs to get well. Josh Gordon as well. These guys need to get well and get the help that they need so they can become productive members of society, football players or otherwise. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. If you want to weigh in, you could chime in at 800-878-PLAY. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Make sure to follow us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, and we will make sure we give you all the latest programming updates on what's doing here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Oftentimes of particular interest, what's coming up on Best of Byline, which airs 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time on weekdays. Two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, whether it be from this show, Titillating Sports, or anything else on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you missed something and you want to catch it later in the day, there's a pretty good chance it'll be on Best of Byline. But you've got to make sure to follow us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, and we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. So make sure you do that and follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. This was, I can't say a fun first hour, but it was hopefully an eye-opening first hour. You know, the latest on Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel. You know, one's a former Cleveland Brown, one's under contract to the Cleveland Browns, but can't play for them. And their careers are just spiraling, and their lives are spiraling out of control. Hopefully this was an eye-opener when you took a look at why and how teams can't commit to them, why they can't be counted on, and why they are where they are, and the odd choice to live together. Wish they were listening. Maybe it'd open their eyes. On that note, we step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
And the latest thing he seized upon is when people vote against him, they're stealing the election.
Ted Cruz talking about Donald Trump while rallying in California. He's talking to Republicans months before the primary, appearing for a rally at Hotel Irvine Monday, proclaiming that getting rid of the IRS and reining in the EPA and regulators would help the economy.
We're going to see millions and millions of new high-paying jobs, jobs coming back from China, coming back from Mexico. We're going to see manufacturing jobs back in America again.
This is Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump keeps railing against the primary process. He was in New York on Monday and was upset that rival Ted Cruz got more delegates than him in Colorado and Louisiana. And young Arabs much less likely to support ISIS. The 2016 Arab Youth Survey released today showing nearly 80% of Arab teenagers and young adults say there's no way they support ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rusty Humphries. You know, we Americans, we're more health conscious than ever before. We're trying to increase the amount of exercise we get, reduce our weight, and to reduce our blood pressure. Now, if you're one of millions of Americans trying to reduce your blood pressure, there's a great new way to help you do it. It's called the Zona Plus, and it can help you lower your blood pressure using isometric therapy. Now, the science behind the Zona Plus, it was discovered while doing research with the Air Force, and you can check it all out at ZonaPlus.com. 22 clinical studies have shown that regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Plus, it's safe. It's completely drug-free and easy to use. Call 877-494-1616. Lower your blood pressure the safe and natural way. Zona Plus, 877-494-1616. Find out about our money-back guarantee, too. 877-494-1616, ZonaPlus.com.
In Mississippi, a state representative asking his colleagues to admit they made a mistake by passing Mississippi's new religious freedom law. Democrat Jay Hughes of Oxford going to try to get the rules suspended so the law can be repealed. He says he's doing it because of the negative impact on economic development, tourism, and the state's image. And while convincing the legislature to repeal the law may be a long shot, there's almost certainty a court challenge is on the way. A top U.S. health official says the more healthcare professionals learn about the Zika virus, the scarier the disease is. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says the threat of the mosquito-borne virus is real and it's growing. Pregnant women are at particular risk as the virus has been linked to birth defects. Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Now, it's not an official holiday and really doesn't require much explanation. Celebrating it is equally as simple and apparently popular, too. Across the pond in the UK, the British Cheese Board even tweeting about National Grilled Cheese Day, writing, "Count us in." This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton pleading for more gun control after former defensive lineman Will Smith was shot and killed over the weekend. Payton telling USA Today that his opinion in the states of Louisiana may be unpopular, but so be it. He added that he hates guns. Marriage might be helpful in fighting cancer. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero explains.
Researchers at the Cancer Prevention Institute of California say single folks have a significantly higher risk of developing cancer. A recent study says the advantage seems to rely on the emotional bonds of marriage more than financial advantages. The study suggests that cancer patients benefit from having a spouse for emotional support, as well as helping with responsibilities. But in addition to emotional support, married couples tend to have greater combined incomes and better access to insurance. I'm Anthony Lucero.
More than 2,000 software developers gather in San Francisco today for Facebook's annual F8 conference. Facebook wants to expand and improve what it provides to the 1.6 billion people who use that social network. Developers and analysts expecting the development of technical whistles and bells in artificial intelligence, connectivity, virtual reality, and augmented reality. Actor Dustin Diamond out of jail a month early, best known for playing Screech on Saved by the Bell. Diamond serving almost 3 months in a Wisconsin lockup for disorderly conduct and carrying a concealed weapon after a bar fight in December of 2014. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, after our discussion in Hour 1, that was an apropos opening to Hour 2. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again to join the fray, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for a spirited hour, too. But as we do at the top of each hour, I want to let you know how to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And there are many ways to do it, whether it be by going to the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. Our award-winning website has a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews that we separate by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. It's all there on sportsbyline.com. There's great apps like iHeartRadio. You can download it to any device you can think of, Android, Apple, PC. You can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. A versatile app you can download to any of the aforementioned devices, a wealth of on-demand content as well from Sports Byline, and also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and let us never forget the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline around the globe. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for hour number two and dive right in and start eating. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, So go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
I think very highly of you as well. All right, let's set the table for this Tuesday edition, Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack. And again, if you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Very quickly, we're going to stay with the NFL a little bit. There's another story, again, not an on-the-field story, much like the ones that we focused on in Hour 1. We're going to attack another one of those. Then we're going to roll into a little baseball, and then back to football again, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Larry Holder from the Times-Picayune will join us, and he's going to talk to us about the tragic shooting and the tragic fatality involving Will Smith, former New Orleans Saint defensive end. We'll also talk about another member of the Saints family passing, and that's Hokie Gaijon. So we'll talk to Larry about all those things. We'll separate fact from fiction and find out exactly what happened as best we can from Larry Holder. That's at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But again, I want to dive right in, and I want to talk football. And I want to talk off-the-field discipline or non-discipline issues. We've gone as far as we can on Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel, and I encourage you to weigh in with your thoughts on those guys at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at SportsByLineUSA. But another off-the-field incident, that this one a little different in that it looks like there'll be no discipline. And that's the incident in Philadelphia in the offseason between LeSean McCoy and his group and a group of off-duty cops in a nightclub. And if you remember when I talked about this one at the time, I was of the mind, everybody was, oh, he's going to get suspended, he's wrong, the athletes are wrong. I said, not so fast, guys. You know, this sounded to me, when I read a lot of this, sounded like a couple of off-duty cops or a bunch of off-duty cops got a little heavy-handed and got a little entitled, much the way professional athletes can do. And the two sides of entitled, aggressive alpha males kind of got into it, and the athletes, for lack of a better word, kicked the crap out of the cops. And then all of a sudden the cops got, we want charges filed. Sounds to me like it was two sides that got into a fight, and one side lost, and the side that lost ended up having a real major case of sour grapes. You know, it wasn't a situation where the athletes bullied around the off-duty cops. You know, not for nothing, I come from a family of law enforcement people, and I know a lot of law enforcement people. But let's also be honest about it. We've all been out in those settings, you know, and as we always say, nothing good happens after 2 o'clock, but we've all been in these situations. And frequently, these off-duty cops can be a little heavy-handed. They're a little aggressive. There's a certain way about them that at times it's aggressive, it's heavy-handed. It can be guys throwing their weight around saying, hey, I'm a cop, you know, I can kind of do what I want. And I've seen it on more than one occasion We've also seen it from the entitled spoiled athletes, you know, and so it's basically two groups of alpha males who at times feel a certain sense of entitlement. And I'm not saying that's exactly the case here. I wasn't there. I read some articles, and a lot of what I'm doing is inferring based on what's happened and what I read. And if you remember at the time, I said, this doesn't sound like one of these obvious situations where athletes were all in the wrong and off-duty cops are these poor innocent victims. Sounds like, you know, when I read it, it sounded like the police officers, the off-duty cops that were out, felt that they were entitled to some alcohol that looked to me like it was the property of the athletes and had paid for it, and the off-duty cops got a little heavy-handed. Well, the jocks and ex-jocks said, no, you ain't going to do that stuff with me. Everybody's fueled up with alcohol. The next thing, the two sides butt heads, and the athletes are the ass-kickers, and the cops got their asses kicked. And then it was all sour grapes. So in all reality, from what I've read and what I can infer and being on the outside looking in, but knowing human nature and knowing people as I do, no discipline for LeSean McCoy and no charges filed seems to be the right thing, because, you know, this sounds like a situation where the off-duty cops were every bit as wrong as the jocks. I'm not saying either side was right, but to try and make the police officers sound like the victims in this is unfair. It sounds like they were at least, you know, part of the aggressors in this. And in many cases, from what I can infer, I think they were the lion's share of the aggressiveness in this. And it was necessary, or not I won't say necessary, but it was the responsibility, or it was the group of off-duty cops that seemed to make this situation escalate. And when it escalated, these football players and ex-football players were not of the mindset to back down. The two sides got into a physical altercation that was won by the football players. And the cops got whiny. Well, you know what? You want to throw your weight around? You want to be a tough guy? And that's the truth. When you're a tough guy, there's always somebody tougher. These cops ran into somebody tougher than them, and it was these jocks. So, you know what? Maybe these police officers should tuck their tails between their legs, learn a lesson for the next time, and I'm happy to hear, based on what I read, that no charges are being filed against LeSean McCoy, and doesn't look like there's going to be any discipline from the NFL, and I think that's the right thing. I know these police officers and the Fraternal Order of Police were rallying for charges, but the basis of the desire for those charges was that these guys lost the fight. Nobody ever said that they didn't cause the fight, that they were victims in any way. No, they got no fight and lost. That doesn't mean these guys should be charged. Now, I'm not encouraging people to fight. Just understand that. That's not what I'm doing here, is encouraging violence and aggressiveness. That's not the case at all. But the realities are, LeSean McCoy and the rest of his group shouldn't be charged with a crime when they got into a fight that was at least 50% of the responsibility of these off-duty police officers. The long and short of it was two sides that got into a confrontation that became physical. One side lost a physical confrontation. Just because you lose a physical confrontation, if you precipitated it and you were a major factor in its starting, well, the fact that you lost doesn't all of a sudden make the other party wrong and you right and you a victim. That's not the case at all. You just got beat up. So it looks like the NFL and the district attorney in Philadelphia is going to move on from this. I know they say the investigation continues, but it looks clear at this point that both parties were wrong, both share in responsibility, and the altercation escalated, and unfortunately, one side in this confrontation was physically manhandled by the other, and it looks like we're going to move on. Hey, you know what? Thankfully, it didn't end like the mess in New Orleans with Will Smith. Guns weren't drawn. There was a physical confrontation. One side won, one side lost. We all move on. I know there were some injuries, but not life-threatening and life-altering injuries, and not fatal injuries like happened to Will Smith, you know, off of a routine traffic accident in New Orleans. And, you know, a tragic story, and again, our hearts go out to, you know, this family of Will Smith, the entire New Orleans Saints organization, the, you know, the community in New Orleans, and all his family and friends, as he lost his life too early and tragically. And again, at 40 after the hour, you know, we'll dive into this with Larry Holder and try and separate fact from fiction and get you the 411 as he knows it. But, you know, fortunately for LaShawn McCoy and those off-duty cops and the rest of LaShawn McCoy's party, everybody's okay. So why don't everybody just move forward? LaShawn, don't stay out till 2 in the morning because nothing good can happen. Focus on getting back on the field and being productive for the Bills. Cops, go back to work. How's that? Your calls on the other side, 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll go to the Diamond next. Talk a little Major League Baseball 1 week into the regular season. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, be it on Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon and their respective lives and professional careers spiraling away and how they could make the peculiar decision to be roommates You can weigh in on both sides of that discussion. You can also give us your thoughts on LeSean McCoy and him not having charges filed against him. I gave you mine. So you can weigh in on all of those things at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or on Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We're also going to talk some baseball now. And then again, as I said, Larry Holder, 40 after this hour, to talk about the tragic shooting of Will Smith and the death of Hoki Gaijon down in New Orleans. So we'll talk about both of those things with him. And right now we'll talk a little baseball, and you can weigh in on this as well. A couple of surprises around Major League Baseball. And I guess the biggest one for everybody probably has to be the terrific start that the Cincinnati Reds are getting off to. I mean, who'd have thunk this? The Cincinnati Reds have only lost one game on the year and are off to this remarkable start. You know, a team that completely tore it down in this offseason and basically was a team that conceded that they were going to be one of the worst teams in baseball for the short term, and that it was all about rebuilding and looking towards their future. Well, they take 2 of 3 from the Pirates and improve to 5-1 on the year. I know it's a small sample, and likely, ultimately, the Reds aren't going to be very good in the short term, as they are in the process and just beginning a major rebuilding project. But look at the realities and look at what they've done in this small sample through 6 games. I mean, it was a team that put their entire starting rotation on the DL. And now all this entire starting pitching staff, most of whom you didn't expect to start a game, they pitch brilliantly. That's the big one. You know, and that's really in many ways what is the fluky part of this. And again, I expect in time, I expect the Reds to come back to earth and find what is their level. Again, they traded away much of their veteran talent, and it's a team that's really in the throes of rebuilding. And it's going to take some time. So this is a small sample, but I mean, it's a huge surprise, because I don't think anybody thought they were going to get off to a good start. And you get off to a good start when, I guess, 3 of your veteran and best hitters, Devin Mesoraco, Joey Votto, and Billy Hamilton, are doing nothing offensively. You know, a nondescript group of starting pitchers, you know, having terrific performances thus far, and a bullpen full of guys that most of us have never heard of, combining for 16 scoreless innings. Can it continue like this over a longer sample? Likely not. But boy, what a great surprise thus far the Cincinnati Reds have been. You know, and what do I always tell people? The Major League Baseball season unfurls. And don't get too worried. You know, you could start to get a little nervous at the end of April, but don't really start worrying until around Memorial Day. And that's where you kind of start to see what teams are and what players' seasons are going to look like. But we're a week in, and the Reds have played a grand total of 6 regular season games out of 162. You know, it doesn't mean that they're going to keep up a pace that resembles this, and it doesn't mean all of a sudden they're going to thrust themselves into that very competitive NL Central race. But it's just a nice story, and it's fluky in so many ways, because most of the guys that you expected to contribute haven't yet, and the guys that they're getting contributions from are guys that you could have never hoped to give you this kind of contribution. So for some reason, these contributions from these guys that you never expected to get them from, guys like Raisel Iglesias, Brandon Finnegan, who threw a no-hitter for seven innings. Alfredo Simon, Tim Melville. You know, a bullpen of a bunch of names that few have heard of. You know, if they continue to get those contributions and guys like Votto and guys like Billy Hamilton and guys like Devin Mesoraco hit like it says they should on the back of their baseball card, well, we may be in for a pleasant surprise in Cincinnati. Ultimately, I don't think it's the case, but it does make for a nice story first week of the season. So that one really shocked me. The surprise to many that hasn't shocked me was the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, I didn't know what kind of start, per se, they would get into, they would get off to. But I did pick them on this show to win the AL East. And I stick to that. Again, it's a really, really small sample at 6-0. But one of the things I told you is they can hit with anybody. And they can drive in as many runs as any team in the AL East. I understand a lot of people have concerns about their outfield, and it was a crazy offseason. But they got a bunch of guys in that lineup that can flat-out rake. You know, they're second in the American League through this early juncture in batting average. They're fourth in runs. They're third in home runs. Here's the shocking part. They're first in the league in ERA, and I don't know that that'll last. But their starting pitchers have been terrific thus far. And I guess that's the biggest surprise, that they've gotten that kind of production out of their starting pitching. I expect those hitting numbers to stay around the same. But Gallardo's been okay in his two starts. Chris Tillman, very strong in his two starts. Ubaldo Jimenez, very good in his start. Vance Worley, okay in his start. You know, but they've really gotten productive starts out of their starting rotation. And that bullpen, which I expect to be good, O'Day to Britton, that's been lethal as well. And that'll continue to be lethal. See, when you look at the Orioles, and I know a lot of people pick them for last in the American League East, and for reasons that I can't figure out, I think the one thing we know about them is maybe outside of the Blue Jays, they're the best-hitting team in the American League East. Outside of the Yankees, they have the best bullpen in the American League East. So, and starting rotation? What great starting rotation is there in the American League East? Tampa Bay's got the best one, and everybody else's is around the same. So when I really looked at it, I said, boy, for a team that nobody likes, their hitting's pretty good. You know, it's very good. Their bullpen, very good. Is it the best bullpen in the division? No, that goes to the Yankees, but it's right there. Do they have the best lineup in the division? No. Toronto has that, but it's right there. So they're right at the top in those two measurables, and their only Achilles heel is their starting rotation, which has some guys with some potential and who have had success in the past. So when I looked at it, I said, "This is," and they've got a good veteran manager, a proven guy who gets the most out of people. I said, why not Baltimore? In a division where everybody's flawed, there is no great team, but there is no bad team. I like the fact that they can out-hit most of the teams in the division on a night-in, night-out basis. I like the fact that when they get a lead, they can close it out better than most teams in the division. And their starting pitching, while not great, is in the mix with the other teams in the division. So when you look at it, I don't understand how they were the last-place team in everybody's mind. They weren't in mine. And at least thus far, through six games with a 6-0 start, I look vindicated. There's a lot of baseball left, and I don't think their starters can continue to give them solid work like this on a night-in, night-out basis, and I think that's where they'll struggle. But I think they can win a lot of games by putting up a lot of runs. I also think that if they get a game to their bullpen in the sixth inning with a lead, you're going to be hard-pressed to take it away from them. I think they have enough going that they're going to ultimately end up winning this American League East and surprise everybody. That surprise is going to be to everybody but me, because I predicted it on these airwaves before we ever started the season. We have it on tape, and I think time is going to prove out that while a lot of people think the Orioles are a big surprise, they're not a surprise to me. And I guess the last one is Trevor Story, and I know we've talked about him a little bit on these airwaves, but a couple of great home run records to start a career. Homers in first four games and seven homers in the first six games of his career. Both Major League Baseball records. They wanted his bat. They ended up getting his batting gloves and his batting helmet. He wouldn't give up his bat. It's his gamer, and he's done great things with that bat. So I'm not surprised at all that the Hall of Fame couldn't get their way in that regard. But, you know, he's been a great story, and no pun intended, and literally makes you say, Jose who? That's right, Jose who? We only knew you, Jose Reyes. Larry Holder, the Times-Picayune, will join us next. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. We're joined right now by Larry Holder from the Times-Picayune. Larry, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Really appreciate you joining us under these very tough circumstances. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing just great this morning. Hopefully, under these tough circumstances, you're doing the same.
Yeah,
I want to.
Yeah, it's certainly a tough. It's still pretty raw, even though it's Tuesday now. It's still pretty raw within this community. The tragic shooting death of Will Smith. I still think people are trying to wrap their arms around it, wondering why this could even happen.
You know, there's been a lot of conflicting reports, and people don't use the newspaper standard anymore with their zeal to be the first ones to report a story. Can you help us separate fact from fiction as you know it relating to the shooting death of Will Smith?
Yeah, I do think, even though there are some stories out there, I think people are just trying to put together possible pieces. And some of the reporting in the story, the Will Smith connection to a reserve NLPD officer who he's been friends with for several years. He was involved in the shooting death of the accuser in the Will Smith case, the accuser's dad, 10 years ago after Hurricane Katrina. And it's on video, and I think police are trying to set together that if this was mere coincidence or if this is a part of the puzzle. I don't think we know the answer to that, but I mean, that's fact. So that incident happened with one of Will Smith's good friends, and it happened to be the son of the accuser who is being accused of second degree murder of Will Smith in the car accident. And he'll be, he's also going to be charged with, the shooting of Will's wife, who was shot twice in the leg but is in stable condition. Then there's people are wondering if there's a second gun, and this is coming from the defense side of things. And I think everyone is still trying to put pieces together, and I don't think we really have a full sense of what happened, what brought this on. Was it a hit and run earlier in just minutes before, and what was said at the scene? But all I know is that Will Smith was shot to death in the back and the torso several times, left one of the best Saints players, defensive players that we've seen, especially in the Sean Payton era, dead at the age of 34.
Okay. What do we know about the accused in this, Cardell Hayes? We know that he lost his dad as a result of a shooting by a police officer. What else do we know about Cardell Hayes? I know we've heard a lot from Tyrann Mathieu via social media and on some talk shows like this one. What do we actually know about the accused, Cardell Hayes?
He played on some semi-pro football teams, but he was a top recruit, high school recruit coming out of high school. It seems like nothing ever really materialized with that. But he's also he's had a gun charge a couple of years ago. In media outlets reporting and talking to friends and family that they're saying that his nickname was Bear because he was a big teddy bear. You know, you hear that a lot, and that could be true. So I think people are trying to figure out his backstory as well. We're only a couple days into this thing, and the police seem to be more tight-lipped than normal because I think they understand the scope of this case, and they're treading lightly because if they want a conviction, they want to get it right and make sure that they cross it all. And I think one of the interesting aspects, which I really don't know why. I mean, only maybe Hayes knows why. He never left the scene of the crime. He stayed there, and the defense attorney is even saying he called 911. And so that's another piece to this that we still need to sort out with the shooting death of Will Smith on Saturday night.
What about Will the Man? You know, we've talked briefly about his exploits as a football player, and those are the things we know. But by all indications, this was a community that he loved and that loved him, and in life after football, as well as during his football career, he's done a lot for this community. So talk a little bit about Will's presence in the community and what his loss will mean to this community.
Yeah, he is someone who, you think of football, but look, he married a Louisiana native, and he was, here to stay. You know, once you get down here, you're not getting anywhere. It's just kind of the way of life, and he really adapted to that. Someone from Utica, New York, I described him as the quiet giant. He always had a way. He didn't have to be rah-rah in your face, but he always had a way of relating to people, whether it's someone who's been really vocal after this death. Scott Shanley, his teammate for several years with the Saints, he told me, "Look, I'm a small town farm boy from Nebraska, and he's a guy from New York, and we come from very different upbringings, but we found a way to become very good friends, and it's just the way he can relate to people." And I think that's what kind of endeared him. Even though New Orleans is a place of carnival and wild and crazy times, that wasn't Will Smith. He was more of a guy who enjoyed the city and enjoyed being part of this community, enjoyed really being someone that people looked up to as a family man, with a wife and three children. And I think that's why. And unfortunately, incidents like this happen in the NFL, and they're always tragic. But I think that's why this one resonates more, because of the person he was rather than just being a football player.
That's the voice of Larry Holder from the Times-Picayune joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, this community, we've got a few minutes left. We've got about 5-6 minutes left. This community, I've heard Tyrann Mathieu talk, and I've read a lot of what he's talked about on social media. What's the climate like in this New Orleans area? I start to hear, sounds like a city that's an awful hard-scrabble city, and there's a very Wild West element to it as it relates to free gun, a lot of gun play and everything else. Talk to us about New Orleans as a city and the culture there a little bit.
Yeah, you mentioned the Wild West comparison, and Sean Payton said that to USA Today yesterday, and look, he's accurate. A lot of times it does seem that way, and it always seems like it's been an element to New Orleans, crime, murder, several teammates I talked to are hoping that maybe something like this can give a community like New Orleans a wake-up call. But I don't know. I mean, we've had tragic incidents happen to families, children, you name it, and you always hear that it's a wake-up call. I'm leery to see if it totally is. And I'm from New Orleans, a native, and I'm a resident. And I'm curious to see how this shakes up the community, because other things haven't. It seems like there's a lot of desensitivity to this within everyday life, because it just happens. And even this incident, it's not because it's a reduced police force. After Katrina, the police force dropped, and this is police were on the scene where Will Smith was shot and killed within 4 minutes. This shooting occurred in a celebrated area of New Orleans, the Lower Guard District. This didn't happen in an area where crimes are heavily prevalent. So I think it's unfortunately part of the culture in the. And with certain people in this community, and I'm curious to see how much of this changes it, because this is definitely, from what I can remember, one of the more high-profile incidents that's happened in this city in a long time.
Well, Larry, the conversation doesn't get any easier because now we've got to talk about the Saints and the New Orleans area losing another one of its favorite sons, Hoki Gaijon, passes. And talk to us a little bit about Hoki Gaijon. And for those of us, for those in my audience that are younger or may not know who Hoki Gaijon is, give a little 411 on Hoki Gaijon in about 2 minutes.
Yes. Look, it seems like he's been a Saint for life. He's a Louisiana native, played high school football in Louisiana, played at LSU, was drafted by the Saints, played 7 years, then became a scout for more than a decade, and then the color commentator on radio for since 2000. And, yeah, it's a very tragic coincidence here. Hoki Gaijon and Will Smith were set to be the two people inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame this year. It blows my mind that that's the way this happened. But no, Hoki is basically, you listen to him on the radio, and it's like you're sitting with your friend. Relates to the audience and just really tells it like it is, even though if he's employed by the Saints, he's going to tell you how it is. A very, very tough few days for the New Orleans and Saints community with the deaths of Will Smith and Hoki Gaijon.
Larry, you said it all, really. Great insight into an evolving situation, the loss of Will Smith. And you mentioned both Will Smith and Hoki Gaijon going into the Saints Hall of Fame. It's always sad when we have these discussions and these two greats have to go in posthumously. But I can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. Really appreciate the insight. Hopefully next time we reach out to you, we can talk about something a little more uplifting as it relates to the New Orleans Saints and the city of New Orleans. But I do thank you for a couple of minutes of your valuable time, and I really do appreciate your insight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Larry Holder from the Times-Picayune talking to us about the loss of Will Smith and the loss of Hoki Gaijon, two of New Orleans' favorite sons. One, a transplanted native, one, just a native in Hoki Gaijon. And there are some heavy hearts in New Orleans right now, and Larry did a great job of kind of setting the mood, helping us separate fact from fiction here on the Spano and Black Attack. Always tough conversations to have, but it's our job to have them, and it's a story that is evolving, and we wanted to get into it somewhat early, and unfortunately it's a tragic story, and those aren't always the stories we want to talk about here on the Spano and Black Attack, but when they take center stage, it's our job, and we end up having to do just that. But we really do appreciate Larry. He did a great job of giving us some insight and giving us some perspective on what is a very sad and delicate situation. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56. But most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.